lives right now right outside of Front Royal, but had lived in Hickerson Hollow. Am I correct? And it was also called Hominy Hollow? Right. All right, now, Mr. Hickerson, can you describe roughly who was your nearest neighbor?
Well, I guess the nearest neighbor was Mr. Selman.
Uh-huh. How far away were they?
Oh, less than a half mile.
Less than a half. Was that about how far the people generally were, about a half a mile apart?
Well, from a quarter to a half.
Uh-huh. Did you do a lot of visiting within the hollow?
Well, yes, I did quite a bit.
Uh-huh. What would you do when you visited?
Well, just talk and spent the day and took lunch.
Mm-hmm. Did you visit within other hollows? Did you go to see people in other hollows?
Not too much.
Not too much, no. How did you plant a garden?
Oh, yeah.
What did you raise?
You raised practically everything that we eat.
Yeah.
Those cabbage, potatoes, and beans, mm-hmm. carrots, and turnips.
Yeah.
Everything in the garden.
Were the cabbages nice and big?
Yeah. And you didn't have to worry about any bugs at that time.
No. No.
You didn't have no bean leaves.
How did you keep the rabbits out of the garden?
Well, we never had any problem. We generally had a few dogs and people rabbit hunted then, too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Did you, how did you take care of the vegetables over the winter?
Buried them.
Buried them in a trench? And would you put straw or?
Then the straw or leaves, one in the trench with straw or leaves.
And how did they come out when you took them out?
Oh, it'd be just as solid when you put them in there.
They never froze, did they?
Well, now, the cabbage would freeze, but it didn't hurt them as long as you didn't boil them in the smoke. Pull the cabbage up and make three rows down, and two, and then one, and so forth.
Then what would you do? Defrost them first, sort of? Now that's the first I had heard that they might freeze.
Yeah, don't think you can hurt them as long as you didn't boil them until you got ready to use them, then take them out and put them on the floor.
Yeah. Did you have many apple orchards?
Yeah, 40 acres.
Did. What kind of apples?
Well, we raised the Yorks, Albemarle Pippins, Jonathan's, and Black Ben Davis, and quite a few varieties, but they were the main variety.
What did you do with the apples?
Well, we shipped them, some of them overseas, and sold them around locally.
Where would you take them when you shipped them?
We had a big packing house in Front Royal. We loaded on the cars there.
Yeah.
We shipped on to Liverpool. That was the main market.
To Liverpool. Ah, that's interesting. They did the packing of them then.
Oh, well, we did the packing of them.
How did you pack them so that they'd go that long distance?
Well, it was in barrels or baskets, either one.
Did you make your own barrels?
No, they was made locally, but we didn't make them.
Did you dry any of the apples?
Yes, we dried some.
Did you use some for moonshine?
Well, I don't think you used any apples for that.
Oh, what did you make your moonshine out of?
Well, it was made out of grain, barley, and rye, mostly rye.
I see, yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you make any apple butter?
Oh, yeah. Apple butter.
What was the apple butter boiling like? Was it fun?
Well, it was fun, but it was a lot of work to it, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But did people come from all around to do it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And did you make sort of a party of it?
Sometimes, yes.
Did you have lots of to eat, and did you do any dancing?
No, not really. In my time, maybe they did before that, when I heard.
Nobody played any fiddles or banjos? Did you have the custom that if you touched the paddle to the side of the kettle, you got a kiss?
Yeah, I had that.
That made it fun, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about school? Were there schools near you?
Right, about a half mile to school here. Mm-hmm. I went to the seventh grade there.
You did?
Yeah,
what did they teach?
Well, I taught the whole course. Spelling, reading, arithmetic was the main courses.
Yeah.
Dictionary.
Uh-huh. How about history? Did they teach any history?
Yes, they taught history.
Yeah. And geography and things of that kind? That was a pretty good course then that you got. Was it 9 months of the year?
No, not then. I believe it was about 6 months at that time. And it increased later on.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen for 6 months when I went to school over here. Mm-hmm.
Were you anywhere near the Sneeds?
No.
Do you know where their farm was?
No, they never had a farm here in this neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Probably over in Rappahannock.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Judge Sneed later did buy an orchard back here on the mountain. The government sold to the government later on.
Yeah.
That was way after the park come in.
Oh.
Do you know who owned that orchard before Judge
Sneed
bought it?
Walter Carter.
Did you know them? Did they own it when you were living there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They was one of the originally owned it, and I think Sneed bought it from the estate. I'm not sure about that. There may have been an owner in between, but it was Walter Carter's orchard.
I see. Do you know anything about how the house was, what it was built like? Walter Carter's.
No.
Mm-hmm.
He lived in front hall in a big stone house.
I see. So he just had the orchard there, that was all.
You know, a couple of tenant houses.
A couple of tenant houses, yeah. Did a lot of the people work for orchard growers?
Well, they did in the fall of the year, and harvest time come, practically everybody was able to work in the apples.
How much would they get? How much money would they get?
Well, about the top of money was $3 a day.
That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$2 to $3. I had picked out with my boy for $1.25 a day.
Uh-huh.
But that was big money at that time.
Sure.
And then got to where he gets $3, he was making real money.
Right. How about the sawmills? Did many of the people work for the sawmills?
Well, not too many. There were sawmills, but they didn't employ over 2 or 3 panes, maybe 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they'd move into a neighborhood and saw for maybe 6 months or so and then move somewhere else.
Yeah.
And go out there.
Yeah. Now, what store did your family use and did you use?
Well, it was a store, Selman's store.
Where was that located?
Right down the road here. It was about a mile from our house.
About a mile.
Yeah.
So you would take in things like hams?
No, they didn't buy hams. It was just a country store.
Did you take in eggs?
Oh, yeah. Eggs. We sold quite a bit of meat, but that was from front lawn.
What kind of meat?
Well, ham, shoulders, side meat. We always butchered quite a few hogs.
Yeah. When you took these things in, did they give you credit for them or cash?
Well, you could get either one. You could get cash in, or you could get a slip of credit, you see.
Sure. Uh-huh.
You didn't deal too much in cash at that time.
No.
It was to give you a memorandum, you owed them so much or you owed
they owed you so much.
Mm-hmm. Would you buy then with that, what would you buy?
Well, you didn't have to buy much, and maybe a salt and pepper and sugar and coffee. That was about it.
Shoes?
Yeah, you had to buy clothes for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you buy material and did you make your own clothes?
Well, the women made a lot of their clothes, but the men bought their things.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Were shoes very expensive?
About a dollar and a half.
Oh, those were the days.
You get a pair of shoes that last you for near a year for a dollar and a half.
Ah, wonderful. Gosh. Mm. So
I'm talking about 65 years ago or something like that, you know.
Yeah. Where would you sell the moonshine?
Well, there was bootleggers that hauled it around.
Mm-hmm.
Only locally or anywhere.
Yeah. How much did you get for it?
I don't really know how much they got for it. Different prices, I think.
Well, tell me, did you make sorghum?
One person in the neighborhood did make it. We didn't make any.
That's a lot of work, too, yeah. Wasn't it? Yeah. Uh-huh. What did you do for fun?
Oh, we played ball.
What kind of ball?
Any kind.
Sort of like baseball?
Sort of like baseball.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Played marbles?
Yeah.
Pitched horseshoes?
Oh yeah, pitched horseshoes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, having a big time.
Sure. Did you do much fishing?
We used to fish at night. Gig and sing that time, you know. Wasn't against the law.
Yeah.
We got a lot of fish.
Sure. Right.
And the creek was not much larger then than it is now.
Yeah.
Stayed up all summer.
Yeah, and it's the same creek?
Yeah, same creek.
Oh, then you've been right beside the creek all your life,
yeah,
right?
Happy Creek.
Yeah. What's the name of the creek?
Happy Creek.
Happy Creek. Oh, that's nice. How about dancing? Did anybody do any dancing?
Yes, they have a dance once in a while.
Where would they have that? In the barns or in the house?
No, in the house.
Uh-huh.
Have a dance, they'd dance all night and breakfast and then go home.
Whoa! Was the dancing sort of like square dancing?
Yeah, it was square dancing.
Yeah. What was the music? Do you remember any of the tunes?
Oh, I don't know. I had a good one about banjo.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey in the Straw and Yankee Doodle and all those things in there.
Did you ever hear the tune Money Mush?
No.
Samuel Fox, who lived up here, mentioned Money Mush and leather breeches.
Yeah, where's that?
Uh-huh. Oh, which reminds me, did you used to dry beans?
Yeah, they dried right in the field, you know. We'd have dried beans, thick enough to last all winter.
They dried right in the field?
Oh, yeah, dried right in the field. Then you pick them off and haul.
When would you pick them?
Well, about corn cutting time. We always planted them in the corn.
Uh-huh.
And you didn't have to worry about them at all. There was no bugs or anything. And just before we cut the corn, we picked the dried beans.
Hey, that was a lot easier than the way they had to do it at other places, wasn't it?
Well,
yeah.
It wasn't any problem with it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever sell any of your dried beans?
Sometimes, yeah. Uh-huh. Most of the time, vegetables, of course, they sell some vegetables in the summertime.
Yeah.
But in the wintertime, somebody runs short or something, somebody else had more than they need, and they give it to them.
Mm.
No charge.
Yeah.
Dried up stuff.
Yeah. Did you dry cherries?
Dried cherries, dried corn, and they had what's called snap. They just put them on a string and dry them, you know.
Yeah.
The green beans.
Then how would you cook them?
Well, you soak them maybe overnight and then cook them the next day. That'd be almost good as green beans.
Boy, that's sounds good. Did you get a lot of huckleberries?
Not through this section. Up around Ryderville, that was the huckleberry section. They shipped them with cargoes on fire.
Did they set fires particularly to make sure they had huckleberries?
I've always heard that, yeah.
Yeah. I heard it too, yes.
Uh-huh. There were a few huckleberries around too, yeah, but not. There were plenty of blackberries, raspberries, strawberries, all kinds of fruit.
Mm.
The people down there had two or three beech trees and they didn't buy any fruit at all.
Yeah. Did you ever do any peeling of the bark for tanneries?
Well, not when I was big enough. Before I was grown, it did. When I was just a boy, then they made ties, railroad ties, hewed them, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did and those out of chestnut trees?
No,
or what
it was oak. Railroad ties had to be oak. And the stays for the barrels were made out of chestnut.
Mm-hmm.
And there was always timber to be. You could sell timber or some timber any time of the year.
Sure, right. How many were in your family?
Well, there were 12 children.
Big family.
Yeah.
Was it a fairly large house?
Well, not too large, but it was large enough.
How many rooms?
About 7 rooms.
Oh, that's a good-sized house. Yeah.
Good-sized house for that time.
Was it a log house or?
Apartment was log.
Mm-hmm. And the other part was stone?
No, the part was frame.
Uh-huh. Speaking of stones, how did you plant the corn? Did you plow?
We plowed the field up. Most of the time, harried it over and laid it off. Playing by hand, there was no corn planting at that time.
No, no. But you were able to plow it.
Oh, yeah.
Did you use horses?
Yeah.
How many did you have?
I had 6 workhorses.
You had 6? That's a lot.
Well,
what was the need of 6?
Well, hauling timber and maybe plow at the same time. Small business most of the year.
Mm-hmm. How many cows?
Well, we had 12 part of the time. Anywhere from 6 to 12. Yeah.
Did you ever eat any beef?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Got a butcher of beef every year. 2 of them would go together and one would take, each one would take half. And then you could hang it up out of the smokehouse and let it hang there all winter. The winter was different then.
Sure.
You couldn't do that now, and when you wanted beef, you'd go out there and cut it off and let it thaw.
Uh-huh.
You'd stay frozen all winter.
Hey, automatic freezer.
Automatic freezer.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't do that now.
No.
It's spoiled. Winters have changed. It used to be a come of snow maybe the last of November or the first of December. Stay down in February. I want to see a thaw in February.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
River would freeze over, and you could drive a team across the river on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then fall in February, it wouldn't freeze, never freeze over but once.
Uh-huh.
So that get ice after, there'd be plenty of cold after, but it wouldn't be enough, there'd be more water in the river. So
yeah.
It wouldn't freeze as quick.
Great. And then when the snow was there, what did you all do, just stay in the house?
Well, we generally worked in the timber when snow was too deep, we just tended to the feed and milk and that.
Mm-hmm. You must have had extra milk, didn't you? With that many cows?
Well, we had plenty of milk, but fed it to the hogs. We skim it, take the cream off and feed the milk to the hogs.
Sure.
Save buying feed.
Yeah.
Of course, we had that's what they call a spring house. You put them there and let the cream for them all right, and skim that off and make butter and feed the milk to them.
How about clabber? Did you ever have?
Yeah, I never did like it either.
You didn't?
No, we make cheese out of it, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like the cheese, all right, but I've seen some people drink the clabber, but I couldn't do that.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people smack their lips over that.
Yeah.
How did you meet your wife?
Well, I was raised up here in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. So how did you court her?
Well, I reckon like anybody else.
Well, how did they court?
Kind of hard to explain.
Were you chaperoned all the time?
Oh, no.
No?
There wasn't too much of that time.
Where did you have...
I didn't take trips like you do now.
No. Right. Where did you have the wedding?
Hagerstown.
What'd you go way up there for?
Well, we just decided to go.
How did you get there?
By a car.
Oh, you had a car by then?
Uh-huh.
Were you able to drive up onto your property?
Oh, yeah, you could drive up there.
When did you get your first car?
Oh, it was in the early 20s.
Can you recall how much it was?
I think it was less than $500.
But even so, that was a lot of money to raise.
A lot of money at that time.
Right. That meant a lot of hard work to get that $500, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, after you got married, then, did you build your own home?
I built this house, yeah.
Oh, you built this house?
We lived up in the park.
Yeah.
Moved here in 35.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What were the funerals like?
Well, I don't know what too much difference now.
Well, did they embalm the bodies?
I don't know just when they started that, but probably did. Uh-huh. Ever since I could remember, they've been doing that.
I
guess. I remember about that. Of course, I may have been grown before even.
Did they do much, did the women do much crying?
Well, quite a bit, yeah. Because
I've heard that the women and children sort of
did,
yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And did you all stay at the grave until it was completely covered?
No.
No?
No.
Uh-huh. Okay. You're the first group that didn't. When you were growing up, what was the furniture like? Had your father made the furniture?
No, most of it was bought.
Mm-hmm. When you sat around of an evening, what did anybody say where your family came from, how they ended up in the mountains?
No, not really. My father and mother, my grandfather and grandmother was from Rappahannock County.
Mm-hmm. What was their name?
Well, his name was William.
Hickerson?
Hickerson. That was on my father's side.
Yeah. But they were also from the mountains, right?
Oh, yeah.
In Rappahannock. What we're trying to do is find out how the people got into the mountains, where they came from, you know, to get there.
Well, what I've always heard is the Pomeroy, old man, Dick Pomeroy, lives on the river. So many of the families died, when the family died of typhoid fever, he traded the river for this mountain land. That's the way the Pomeroy was set up, yeah. Now, the Baileys, grandfather's side, old man, baby owned practically his whole hog. And he had quite a few children, he divided it up. It was, seven or eight farms he divided up into, and died.
Uh-huh.
That's the way they got here. Great-grandfather's name was William. his father was John. I suppose I can go back.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, that helps quite a bit. Yeah.
Now, there's my grandmother on the baby side.
Oh, uh-huh. They had large families then, too, didn't they?
Well, yes, they had, most people then had large families.
Yeah.
More family lives here in this neighborhood. They had 12 children in family.
Do you know if they had a doctor come when the babies were born?
Very seldom.
They used a midwife?
A midwife, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were there any particular childhood diseases?
Oh, well, it was the regular things, the measles, the whooping cough, chicken pox, and things like that you had to go through.
Mm-hmm.
No vaccination for a man.
No.
Time.
Did a doctor come up to the mountain
visit?
Do you know what his name was?
Dr. Hansberg.
Was he from Front Royal?
Oh, yeah.
How would you get in touch with him?
Well, you had to go after him. Uh-huh. Later on, well, about the time I was 12 or 13, we got a telephone.
Oh. That made it a lot easier.
Easy.
Sure, yeah.
1917, when the flu was around, one doctor visited everybody in each family that had somebody sick. When he come up in the neighborhood, he'd go to everybody's house.
That was a terrible job for him, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd probably go to two or three neighborhoods in the morning with day, you know.
Yeah.
It was kept busy.
Right. Do you know any of the herbs that the people used?
Well, we drank sassafras tea in the spring of the year to thin their blood.
Yeah. Uh-huh. How about when you had a cold?
You got red pepper tea.
Red pepper tea?
Yeah, it was funny hot, too. You drink it when it was hot. Well, just as hot as you were drinking, then it was hot besides.
Did that help a cold?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, boy. Did you ever, it sounds awful, have kerosene and sugar for a cough?
Yeah.
You did?
Turpentine.
Oh, boy. Turpentine and sugar. How about poultices? Did they use any poultices?
Mustard plaster, yeah.
Mustard plaster.
No.
Did you use ginseng for anything?
No, we didn't.
No. What would you do if you got bitten by a snake?
Well, you got a doctor soon.
Oh, if you couldn't.
Well, the first thing you do, you got a bit on the hand or foot, you put some cold kerosene and put the doctor out there.
In kerosene?
They claimed that helped, but I don't think it did.
Did you ever hear about them taking a live chicken and ripping it apart and putting it on?
Yeah, I heard that.
And they say that chicken turns just green.
Yeah, I heard that. I don't know what it's
going
on.
Yeah.
I had a brother got bit last night.
What'd you do?
Well, I called the doctor, of course. He put his hand in kerosene in less than a minute after he got bit. And he was 6 months getting over there before he used it. When the doctor got there in about 20 minutes after calling him, and of course, he split the braces in between his fingers. I don't know which finger it was anymore, but in between these two. He split the brace open, put the finger snake medicine that they had that time on it.
Mm-hmm.
But his arm had swelled up so he had to cut his shirt off and the doctor got that swelled up.
Oh my gosh.
And he was 6 months ago.
Yeah. Was it a copperhead or a rat?
Copperhead.
Yeah.
A lot of people claim that snake weed, you know, we carried, but I know another person that got bit and they put that snake weed on. somebody got to lose their hands, really, so I don't think it.
No.
It may help some people, some people didn't.
Yeah.
A snake bite, lots of times, got more poison or another, and they'll get a bit of lick at you, too, put a whole lot more poison in there than they do it other times.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was going to ask about the snakes. Well, how about wildlife? Did you have much wildlife?
Well, there was quite a bit. Now, there wasn't any deer. Once in a while, we used to see a bear, but no deer through here at
you
all.
You did see a bear once in a while.
Yeah. And there was plenty of smaller game.
Did you hunt much?
Yes, we used to, every fall, take a day off and hunt. Wonder rabbits, squirrels. Down to hunting squirrels in the summertime. Rabbits in fall year after it got cold.
Yeah. How about possum? Did you hunt possum?
Well, sometimes we catch some of them for the fur. We didn't eat them. Some people did, but we didn't.
Yeah.
Did you hunt foxes?
Yeah.
Did you sell the skins?
Yeah.
How much did you get for them?
Oh, I don't know. Probably $1.50 that time.
Oh, dear.
Coon's gone a pretty good trade. You get $4 or $5 for a good coon eye.
Yeah.
I have a whole lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever eat coon?
Yeah, we eat coon.
How would you prepare it?
Well, it was what's called parboiled first. And maybe fried it with the young one that fried after. The old coon wasn't much to him eating.
Yeah.
The old coon was good eating.
Yeah. Did you ever eat pokeweed?
No, it's the best stuff in the world.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's great.
I love it, yeah.
Huh. I've had quite a bit this spring.
You have? Mine haven't come up yet.
Yeah, that's...
That's good eating.
Good eating.
Sure is. Did you ever make ash cakes?
Yeah.
How would they be made?
Well, you use a fireplace for them.
Yeah.
Put them in there and cover them up.
Made out of cornmeal?
Cornmeal.
Mm-hmm. About how long would they take to cook?
Well, it depends on how much heat you had.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't take them long.
Yeah. They were good, weren't they?
Yeah. You ever eat any crackling bread?
Mm-hmm.
That's real good bread, too.
Sure. Yeah. Your mother made her own bread, right?
Oh, yeah. We didn't buy no bread then.
Did she make many cakes and pies?
Yes, quite a few.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell me what a typical breakfast would be.
Well, not too much different than that. Eggs and ham, most likely.
Eggs and ham.
Eggs and some gravy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then?
Biscuits, of course.
Oh, yeah. That's right, your mother had to get up in time to make biscuits for you all.
Yeah, back in them days, you had 3 meals a day, and I like it now.
Right. Well, you worked hard. What time would you get up in the morning?
4:00. About 4:00, and fed the stock, and fed the horses. They had to have time to eat. Summertime, we'd be in the field at 5:00 working.
So then...
We had to get up the year around and feed that stock.
Yeah.
Whether it worked or not.
Yeah.
Milk and dog.
You raised cattle then too,
yeah,
steer.
Cattle.
Yeah. How many roughly would you have?
Oh, around 25 or 30.
Did you let them just roam?
No, kept them fenced in.
You kept them fenced in?
They roamed all over the field, but not all over the whole mountain.
No. Because I was wondering how you kept them close.
They had a fence out.
Yeah.
Did you keep your hogs fenced in too, or did you let them
out? Sometimes let them out in the mountain, chestnut time, plenty of chestnuts for them. And they get fat.
Sure, right.
We'd get in and see them corn a couple of weeks. Boy, but corn makes them solid, big solid.
Yeah.
Did you collect chestnuts?
Well, we used to get our chestnuts a little bit. You could them pick up. Took a gallon for a little while.
Yeah. How about walnuts?
Yes, well, she walnuts both kinds, the black walnuts and the butternuts, they call them.
Did you crack them before you sold them? Did you take the meat out?
Well, we didn't sell any of them. We never had enough cracks to make cakes and things like that for our own use.
Oh.
We never sold any.
Uh-huh. It's quite an act opening those, and I've heard that people in the mountains knew how to really open them fast and get the meat out good.
Hammer, maybe a better way.
No, do you mean a certain place you hit them?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
It opened them right up.
Well, turn them up on the end, hit them on the end, hit them on the side, you just
smash all that. How about church? Did you have a church near you?
Well, we had services over at the school house.
Oh.
We used that as a church, too.
Excuse me. Every Sunday, or?
I don't think it was every Sunday, probably every other Sunday, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Would everybody go?
Practically everybody. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever go into Front Royal for any of the, like if they had a fair or anything of that kind?
Oh, yeah.
Or a circus?
Yeah.
That everybody looked forward to.
Circus day, back there, everybody would be there.
Yeah. Do you recall how much it cost to get into the circus?
Oh, about 50 cents.
Oh, gosh.
The main pen.
But you know, your father coming up with 50 cents for 12 children and himself and his wife, that was quite a lot of money.
Well, of course, some of them were grown. My oldest brother was 25 years older than I was. I was the youngest in the family.
Oh, my head.
And my father died when I was 3 years old.
Then how did your mother manage?
Well, I guess she knew how and used to. Of course, the boys, some of them were grown that time, you know.
And so all of you had to really do the work that your father would have been doing.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised you could be spared to go to school.
Well, down at the visit, it worked before the school started, you see.
Yeah. Would you go back if you could?
I don't know. If everything was like it was, then I would. But I wouldn't want to go back now and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it pretty hard work?
He didn't mind it, but he enjoyed it. Yeah, it worked.
Did you take time to look around and say, gee, this is a pretty spot I'm in?
Well, I don't know about that, but more peace.
Mm-hmm.
Neighborhoods and everything. Now, it takes you in the country here, you don't already know your next door neighbor.
Yeah.
And that time you knew everyone in the neighborhood.
Yeah. What happened when somebody was sick? Did everybody pitch in to help?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were pretty fine that way, weren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, pretty good.
If you happened to visit some family and they were shucking corn, what would you do? Help them shuck it?
Well, done to this, and on Sunday, there wouldn't be shucking corn on Sunday.
I see. So it's
sometimes I used to have corn shucking. All the neighbors would go and shuck corn.
Uh-huh.
Saving it up, butter boy.
Yeah. What happened if you got a red ear?
Right then.
What happened if you got a red ear?
Oh, I don't know. Now there was a prize for a red ear. Who got the first red ear?
When would the people get together and just relax and have a few drinks and?
Well, most of that was done on Sunday and worked most of the time.
Mm-hmm. How was Christmas? Did you spend Christmas?
Well, you didn't get much for Christmas, but like you did there, you got a few peanuts and an orange or two and some candy, and that was about it.
Did you shoot off firecrackers?
Yeah, I always had firecrackers.
Yeah. Did you ever celebrate 4th of July?
Well, I have some firecrackers, but I don't know where you celebrate it.
You did?
Yeah, firecrackers.
Thanksgiving?
No, not on Thanksgiving. We always had a big dinner on Thanksgiving.
You did? Did you have turkey?
Most of the time.
Was it wild turkey?
No, it wasn't any wild turkey then.
There weren't?
Once in a while I had wild turkey, but most of the time it was hanging.
Well, can you think of anything that we haven't thought about? Hey, how about ghost stories? Did you ever sit around and talk about ghost stories?
Oh, yeah.
Can you remember any?
Well, not really. Older folks would tell us some ghost stories, you know.
And you can't remember one?
There was a, down the road, you know, there was a lady murdered. Back, oh, I don't know, just when they used to have court at Woodstock. Molly May, she was on her way there to testify at a trial. She was found murdered down there. And people claimed they'd seen all kinds of things there. I never did.
In other words, you didn't believe so much in ghost stories,
no.
Isn't it?
Most times it's imagination.
Yeah. I'm sure it was. Yeah. Do you know of any particular diseases aside from the flu that people, that adults had?
Well, scarlet fever. That was pretty rough. I had that when I was 26 years old.
Oh my.
That sore throat, your throat really got so you broke that all over too.
Sure.
You peeled off all over.
And what did they do for you?
Well, the doctor gave you medicine, I don't know what kind. Had to stay in bed, had to stay in there, you peeled off too.
Did they keep you separate from everybody else in the family?
Well, no, not necessarily. Now, it wasn't that kitchen. I was the only one in the family had it.
Oh, boy. That's strange, isn't it? Mm. That's highly contagious.
There were some more in the neighborhood that had it.
Yeah.
But I was the only one in that family that had it.
Did the men go to the various wars? Like, did you hear anything about the Civil War in your family?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Grandfather was in the Civil War. One of them, grandfather was killed in the Civil War. Grandfather Hickerson. Grandfather Bailey went all the way through it and never got a scratch.
How about World War One?
There wasn't any of our immediate family in World War One. Now, World War Two, I had about 12 nephews in.
Oh,
all of them got back.
They did. Wonderful.
A couple of them got wounded, but not real bad.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that the people adjusted to moving out of the park? How did they adjust? Did they settle down happily or were they unhappy?
Well, I can't speak for any of them myself much because they built homesteads for them, you know. Just went up by the valley above Luray and was long built over the Harrisburg Hill.
Mm-hmm.
They moved them in.
Did they like it? You didn't move there.
No, well, that was just for the ones that didn't have a place to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you keep in touch with those people?
No, really, it wasn't any of them from this immediate neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
They were further back on the mountain. Oh.
The people from this neighborhood, where did they go?
Well,
so then they just sort of moved right down in, yeah. And were they given the land to move on to?
No.
They had to buy it.
Buy it.
Oh, and that was expensive, wasn't it?
Well, land was expensive then, it is now.
No.
You take this one land now, you can get any price at all. You can just beg it for enough to build on.
Yeah. Well, can you think of one single thing that I have forgotten to ask? Can you, Carol? Anything you want to know?
Can't think of anything right now. How far away were the Carters from you? The people that, Walter Carter. Did you go visiting there at all?
No.
He said they just had tenant houses on there.
There was two different people that owned their horses. And it was sold around. Bob Lloyd owned the one horse and Mark Mills owned the other. And they sold it and ran out of the horse business. And Mr. Carter got him. Raised a lot of peaches and stuff, and finally Judge Sneed bought it, and I think he sold it to the park. Now, whether he bought it from Walter Carter or not, I don't know. I don't know that. The park owned it now.
I was just thinking, you didn't have to do any spraying of the orchard.
Yes, we sprayed, two sprays. We put on one when it just began to show the pink, and we put on another when the bloom dropped for the cotton ball.
You did?
Put on two sprays, that was all you had to spray. But the orchard always had to spray, there was nothing else.
What did you spray with?
Plastic lead. Now they won't let
you. You know, think what that does to the birds. Yeah. Mm. But that was a large orchard that you had.
Yeah, it's a nice one job picking that out, first of all, yeah.
Yeah. So with the orchard and with all the cattle and with all, how many hogs would you generally have?
Oh, we had butchered 6 to 8 hogs. We generally had 2 or 3 more left over the breed crop. Sometimes we had 15 or 20.
How many acres did your father have?
He had over 200. I don't remember exactly how much it was.
And then he'd give some to like your older brother when he got married, and
no, my father did them before he got married.
Oh, well, then where did your older brother settle?
He settled up right next to us. He bought a place, and he died young, 30-something.
Oh my gosh!
And then my brother next to me and I bought his widow.
Well, I think this has been a most wonderful interview. Now, you know what we have? I brought some maps along. That's what I was carrying carefully. And I was in hopes you could help us locate where your home was and where any of the others were.
I don't know.
Well, let's see. We'll find out.